Hello there, friends. I'm Rebecca, and welcome to Studio Classroom. I'm so glad that you could join us today. This is definitely the place where exciting things happen. Okay, everyone, on the count of three, I want you all to start talking with your hands. Are you ready? Here it goes. One, two, three. Are you talking with your hands? I can't hear you. Maybe you should try talking just a little bit louder. Wait just a minute. What exactly does it mean when you talk with your hands? You don't actually make sounds with your hands, right? Well, I think that we might find out today in our lesson titled, Talk with Your Hands. Today, we are going to discuss different hand gestures that call people near, that give a sign of approval, and that give a sign that everything's okay. Well, let's find out more in our first reading.
Talk with your hands. Make sure your hand motions are saying what you want to say. I once had a conversation with someone whose language I didn't know. We motioned with our hands while we conversed. Although neither of us understood the other's words, our hand movements made our meaning clear. But gestures aren't always clear. Some motions mean different things in different countries. People in many countries wave at people to call them to come near. Americans usually do this with their palm up and sometimes move just one finger.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 gesture 这个名词。Gesture 是指手势或姿态。例如 the gestures of the interviewee showed his nervousness. 这位面试者的手势显示出他紧张的情绪。或者是 the pedestrian's rude gesture irritated the driver and they got into a fight. 行人粗鲁的手势惹毛了驾驶，两个人吵了起来。Gesture 也指示意或表态。例如 Sean gave Lily a necklace as a gesture of his love.Sean 给 Lily 一条项链代表他的爱意。接下来我们看的是 insult 这个动词。insult 是指侮辱或羞辱。例如 the politician's remark insulted many females. 这位政客的言论侮辱了许多女性。课文中的 insulting 是动词 insult 的现在分词当形容词来使用。意思是指侮辱的、出言不逊的或者是无理的。例如 the editor-in-chief of the newspaper apologized for the paper's insulting article regarding immigrants. 报社的主编为他们针对移民出言不逊的文章而道歉。
Hey everybody, my name is Gabe and I'm ready to talk with my hands today. So,
Gabe, wait, hold on Gabe, what are you doing? Gabe?Excuse me, Gabe. Why are you moving your hands? Oh, I can do that too.
Yes, so we can both talk with our hands.
Gabe, I know what you're thinking. Our title of our lesson, or the title of our lesson is called Talk with Your Hands.、
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's actually, I don't think it's really all about talking with your hands.
Well, I suppose you're right. But our hands are very important. After all, communication is 90% nonverbal and only 10% spoken or verbal.So it really is important what you do with your hands in the middle of communication.
Exactly, and we have a great picture as you can see over here. Those are your hands, and it looks like they're trying to talk. They have emotions, don't they?
Cute, very cute.
Very cute.
Each finger has a little emotion, a little smiley face.
Yes. Well, let's get started with our lesson. We read, make sure your hand motions are saying what you want to say. Well, anyway...We further read, I once had a conversation with someone whose language I didn't know. We motioned with our hands while we conversed. Wow.
Does that sound like you? Have you ever had a conversation in a language that you didn't know? Well, of course, then you know how important it is to motion with your hands. Now, you can motion with your hands, and maybe you can motion to do something. For example, if I motion with my hand like this, it's kind of telling you to come closer, to come over here.
Exactly. So when you're motioning, that means that you're just making a signal to someone. So you can motion someone to come. You can motion someone to, let's say, sit down, or maybe enter the kitchen or enter the house.
All right. So think of different ways that you can motion with your hands. All right. Well, friends, we continue here learning about this experience. Although neither of us understood the other's words, our hand movements made our meaning clear. All right, so I'm not exactly sure what they were talking about. They couldn't understand each other's languages, but they could see what they were doing with their hands, and they understood what the other person was trying to say.
Okay, so Gabe, I have a question. Now, let's imagine that you're trying to communicate with someone. You don't necessarily understand their language. How can you communicate?
Well,
there's something I'm thinking of.
I know exactly what you're thinking of.
What am I thinking of?
Gestures and body movements and actions. For example, if you go to the market and you're not exactly sure how to order a chicken, Rebecca, here's what you can do.
Okay, tell me, what can I do? No. I'm not talking about those types of gestures and hand movements. This is actually a language that you can use to communicate with someone else.
Oh.
It's called
sign language.
Sign language.
Silly me.
Sign language, exactly.
Okay, well, sign language is different all over the world. Yes, one thing you could do at a market is act out what you want to buy, but very few people actually do that.
Have you ever done that?
No, but I know some people who have done that, Rebecca, and I suggest that you do that the next time you go overseas to a country that...
You mean like act out what I want?
Exactly.
Okay, well, I know that for me... I can't speak Chinese very well yet. And so sometimes when I'm trying to communicate, let's say at the market, I do have to use a lot of hand gestures, and I have to point to things. And sometimes I go overboard just a little bit.
Yeah, and that's okay. But Rebecca, we don't know sign language. I don't think we know any official... Do you know sign language?
Well, no, but I do know one word in sign language.
One word in sign language.
This is joy.
Ah, joy.
And then this is world.
World.
World. Because this is
like
a W.
W.
Yeah. So it's like world. Joy to the world.
Rebecca, I think this is part of American Sign Language, or what some people might say call ASL. But actually, I think sign language might vary from country to country. It might be different wherever you go.
You make a very good point. Well, anyway, right now, it's time for us to take a closer look with Liz at something in this previous sentence.
Hello, friends. My name is Liz, and here's a closer look at today's sentence. Although neither of us understood the other's words, our hand movements made our meaning clear. Our focus today is on the pattern. Although neither of us something, our something made something. This is a good pattern to use to talk about how even though something wasn't possible for A and B, something else was possible for them instead. In today's sentence, the writer is saying even though she and the other person didn't speak the same language, they were still able to understand each other with their hand movements. Here are more example sentences. Suppose you and your friend had a problem to fix. Neither of you were experts, however, by doing some internet research, you fixed the problem. So you can say, although neither of us are experts, our careful internet research made it possible for us to fix the problem by ourselves. Here's another example. Let's say you and your roommate forgot your key. Fortunately, there's an emergency key, and that's what you used to get back into the house. So you can say, although neither of us had the key, our emergency key made it possible for us to get back into the house. And that's it for now. See you later.
Thank you, Liz. Well, let's continue here learning about certain gestures, ways that you use your hands. But gestures aren't always clear. Some motions mean different things in different countries.
Mm-hmm.
Just like sign language might be different in different countries, the motions, the ways that you use your hands could mean different things in different countries. And what's mm-hmm. the first thing that we read about here?
Well, in our lesson we read, people in many countries wave at people to call them, to come near.
Mm-hmm.
So not just wave like this, but actually come near,
well,
like this.
Well, actually, right? I'm glad that you brought that up, Rebecca, because
yes.
when I think of the word wave, I think of doing this, like you just did.
Yes.
I wave hello to somebody or goodbye. You're waving goodbye.
That's typically what I think of as well. But did you know you can also use this hand gesture to wave down maybe a taxi or even wave down a bus?
Interesting. So you can wave down a vehicle like
mm-hmm.
this. That means you're trying to catch the bus driver's attention so that you can get on.
Now, this reminds me of a funny story.
Uh-huh.
One time I was walking down the road with a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
It was really cold outside and we were trying to catch a bus, but we missed the bus. And then we saw the bus driving by us. And so I looked at my friend and I said, let's try to wave down the bus. We waved, trying to wave down the bus.
Yeah, and then the bus stopped, right, and picked you up?
No, the bus didn't stop.
What?
The bus driver just waved back and kept driving.
You mean the bus driver saw you waving and then he also waved at you?
And he just waved back.
That's really funny.
It was pretty funny.
Well, I'm sure he felt kind of dumb later. Oh, they wanted to get on my bus. Well, friends, have you ever waved like this? What are the different ways that you wave? It can communicate different things in different places. Well, we have more to learn about this right after our break.
Friends, welcome back to Studio Classroom. We are in the middle of an exciting lesson titled, Talk with Your Hands. Well, in this lesson, we have already learned that gestures can help make communication easier. However, if the gestures aren't clear, there can be some misunderstandings. Well, let's find out how our lesson continues.
Talk with your hands. But in many Asian countries, motioning like that would be insulting. In most parts of Asia, people wave at others with their palms down, using all fingers. In Western countries, a thumbs up is a sign of approval. But in Greece and parts of Africa, it's very rude. Similarly, making a circle with the thumb and index finger means okay in America. But in France, it means zero, and in many other countries, it's very rude.
All right, 接着我们看的是 approval 这个名词。 Approval 在这里是指赞同或赞许。 例如, all his life, Dave has been seeking his father's approval. Dave 终其一生都在寻求爸爸的赞许。 Approval 也指同意。 例如, you need to get your supervisor's approval to proceed with the contract. 你必须要得到上司的同意才能够进行这个合约。 最后我们看的是 index finger 这个名词。 Index 是指指示或索引， 所以 index finger 是指我们最常用来指示的食指。 例如, Gina loves to wear big rings on her index fingers. Gina 喜欢在食指上戴大型的戒指。 如果是拇指的话, 是 thumb, T-H-U-M-B, 注意它的B是不发音的, 念成thumb。 中指就叫做 middle finger, 无名指因为是戴婚戒的手指, 所以叫做 ring finger, 小拇指就叫做 little finger。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, we're continuing in this section to learn about people waving to call someone closer. Now, as we read earlier, Americans usually do this with their palm up, and then they move just one finger like this. But I know, after living in Taiwan for a long time, that does not look very good. Actually, that kind of means death in Chinese, Rebecca, if you do that.
Interesting.
Exactly. So that's why people in Asian countries motion like this to come closer. But what else do we learn about here? Another hand signal or gesture is the thumbs up.
Thumbs up. That's right. We read, in Western country, a thumbs up is a sign of approval. Now, we want to talk about that phrase, a sign of approval. Have you ever given anyone the thumbs up?
I have. Of course, I always give people the thumbs up. If you just did a great job in your show, I will give you a thumbs up. All right, it's a sign of approval. And of course, a sign of approval is something that you do to show someone else that you like what they did or that you approve of what they did.
Now, there are also some other signs of approval. Maybe someone gives a smile, or sometimes a nod of the head could also be other signs of approval.
All right. So maybe you're waiting for a sign of approval from your boss before you can continue with your idea. We also might call that the green light. Your boss gives you the green light. That means you know you can do what you want to do.
That's right. Okay, so we've learned in Western countries, a thumbs up is a sign of approval. Mm-hmm. However, in Greece and parts of Africa, it's very rude. Now, if something is very rude, oftentimes I think of a related word, and that is offensive.
Yes, offensive. Now, we saw a word earlier in our lesson, the word insulting, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of the same meaning, or it's very similar. If it's rude, it's offensive, it's insulting, it's not nice. People don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to try to say kind things to other people, not things that will offend them. You don't want to be offensive.
Exactly. Now, if you noticed, in our lesson, there are a lot of bullet points. I thought that was very interesting myself. Well, right now, the guys in the info cloud have something to say about bullet points.
If you're looking for a new way to present information in an article or report, consider using bullet points. I know, they don't actually look like bullets. They look more like bullet holes.
You're right. Simple black dots, which I must say don't really scream excitement.
No, they don't. And that's why people have gotten creative. Nowadays, you'll see just about any available typographical symbol used as a bullet point, like an arrow, a lowercase letter O, an asterisk, a check mark, or a smiley face.
Okay, bullet points are often used in blog posts, PowerPoint presentations, and technical writings. You'll find them in English magazine articles, too.
You'll even see them used in advertisements and on product labels and packages. Look, bullet points on my tube of toothpaste.
So, why use bullet points? Because they're visually attractive. They draw attention to important information that readers and shoppers can digest quickly.
Meaning, bullet points are most effective when they're brief. So don't write a paragraph's worth of information after a bullet point. A couple of sentences at the most.
Short phrases or single sentence statements, like you'd find in newspaper headlines, are even better.
我们先来看一种排版的格式 ,bullet points, 有人翻译成项目符号。其实 bullet points 就是用条列式将一项一项的重点排列出来。之所以叫做 bullet points, 是因为每一个项目的前面会有一个 bullet, 子弹。其实说子弹孔还比较贴切。这个 bullet 表示这是一个要点。当然你也可以发挥你的创意用其他的符号像米字号或一个笑脸来取代 bullet。bullet points 常常用在文章的排版 ,powerpoint 的简报、产品的包装、广告等等。那要记得 bullet points 的用途是将重点列出来，所以呢要简单扼要。也就是说我们必须先做取舍，把不需要的东西省略下来，才能够有效地运用 bullet points。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys. Let's go to this next section. Similarly, making a circle with the thumb and index finger means okay in America. Before we continue, this is what it looks like. The okay sign. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean okay all over the world, but I think we should take a look at some of the different names for fingers. Do you know all the names of fingers in English?
Well, if you do, that is great, but we're going to go ahead and review, and you can actually say them with us. So the first finger we have is the thumb.
Yes.
This is the thumb.
Yep, the big one on the end.
Give the thumbs up.
And then, of course, in our lesson, we learn about the index finger. Mm-hmm. Rebecca, sometimes I call this the pointer finger.
I think I know why. Because you use this finger to point.
Exactly. And you know, some other people even call it the four finger, F-O-R-E, finger. Well, anyway, what's the next one, Rebecca?
Well, right here, we have the middle finger, and some people actually might call this the rude finger. Have you heard that?
I think I know why, because if you just show your middle finger, which I'm not going to do right
no,
now.
No, let's not do that.
That is offensive in actually a lot of the world, okay? So don't just show your middle finger. So what is after the middle finger? That's a more pleasant finger, right?
We have the ring finger, and if you look, I even have a ring on the ring finger.
Oh, good. Perfect.
Look
a ring is perfect for the ring finger.
Exactly.
Now, let's see. This last one on the end, the tiny one.
That's the pinky.
That's the pinky.
Pinky.
That's right. The pinky, or sometimes people call it the small finger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so friends, now you know the different names of the fingers on your hands. So, if you put your index finger and thumb together like this in a circle, that is okay.
Exactly. That's in Western countries like America. However, our lesson says, but in France, this means zero.
That's right. And it could be very rude in some other countries. Well, we'll see you again right after the editor's summary.
If you don't understand a person, how would you communicate with them? Most people, like our author, use hands to make the meaning clear. But sometimes gestures are not clear and mean different things in different cultures. For example, if you want to wave to someone to come near you, what do? Americans do this with a palm up and they move one finger. But in Asia, that is often insulting. Instead, people wave with their palms down and use many fingers. Also in the West, a thumbs up means approval. But in Greece and in parts of Africa, it's considered rude. And also making a circle with your thumb and forefinger means okay in the States. But in France, it means zero. And in other countries, it is considered very rude.
Thank you, Linda. Well, now we know the names of all of our fingers.
That's right. Thank you so much for joining us here today. And we'll see you next time right here at Studio Classroom. Goodbye.